It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, October 30th. I'm Patricia Naft. Bowie Resource Partners is laying off more than 100 people at its coal mine outside of Paonia. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The company says it's eliminated 150 jobs at the Bowie No. 2 coal mine near Paonia. In a release, Bowie says it's scaling back production at the mine in response to the cancellation of an agreement with the Tennessee Valley Authority and continued weak demand for coal in the region. KVNF called the mine, which refused to comment. KVNF also called Bowie's corporate office, which referred us to a press release. Last year, the shutdown of another mine in the region caused 300 people to lose their jobs. That coal mine is in Somerset. In the release, Bowie says it will provide the 150 laid-off workers with 60 days of wages and benefits. The company also says that it will provide relocation assistance and try to transfer people to other Bowie mines. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano in Paonia.
The last day for boating in Ridgway State Park is tomorrow, Halloween. From November 1st until March, the lake will be closed to motorized craft. As Kirsten Copeland, the park manager, explains, it has less to do with the boat's occupants and more to do with their stowaways.
The Montrose School District is sending a message to the state about mandatory testing.
Season to it. After 2009, when we started needing to do education and inspection for aquatic invasive species like zebra mussel, quagga mussel, that we needed to start doing some more robust education and inspection processes to ensure that we didn't get lakes in Colorado infected with these things. So when that happened, for budgetary reasons, we could only staff those for really the predominant use season and not be able to serve the fringe season when there's not nearly as much clientele.
Regulations and efforts to stop invasive species from getting into Colorado waters can be found all across the state, and for good reason.
These mussels can have catastrophic effects on two things primarily. One is environmentally, because they are filter feeders, they basically remove one whole piece of the aquatic food chain, and therefore you start to lose all the species that are then dependent on each thing above that. So if you look at, for instance, the Great Lakes and Lake Mead and some of the lakes that have them, their fishery collapses. The other thing is that they are extremely detrimental to infrastructure. Each female can produce up to 1 million offspring, and they can kind of stack on top of each other and get to up to a foot thick, so to speak. And so when you're talking about outgoing outlet structures, where water needs to travel and things like that, they start to clog it off. And so the lakes that get infected with these end up spending millions of dollars.
She says that Colorado's efforts have been working so far, with only one body of water that's positive for the mussels. It might be cleared soon. School-mandated testing isn't always popular, and some school districts are letting the Colorado Department of Education know. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Montrose School District is sending a message to the state about mandatory testing, but it looks like it'll be a largely symbolic move. This is Superintendent Dr. Mark McHale.
We've been talking for a while about state testing and the mandatory state testing. The board passed a resolution that will be presented to the state school board as well as the legislature requesting a 5-year waiver from the new series of mandatory state tests that are coming. There are two sets of tests that the states that are new this year. One were given last year, that's the CMAS, and that's the Colorado Measure of Academic Standards, and that's given in given in a variety of grades in social studies and science. And then the other test that we're very worried about is the PARC, which is connected to the Common Core, and that test will take place this spring as scheduled.
They've applied to be exempted from the tests, but the state has already told everyone that there will be no exemptions. The state's not letting anyone get out of it.
We disagree with that stance. We absolutely agree that accountability and proper use of assessments to gauge student learning is very important. However, we believe that the current assessments as they are being developed right now don't follow state statute. We believe they overstep the boundaries of the state. They're well above the federal minimum. And our primary concern is that it's taking away from important instructional time. When we look at the number of hours and the disruptions to a typical student's learning, starting in third grade, they miss almost a year of learning from elementary through the end of high school if they give the test the way the state has set them up to be right now. Again, we welcome accountability, but we also need the time to prepare kids for good learning so they can be successful not only on tests, but in the other things that we're preparing for them after school then.
McHale says that Montrose is also very different from the other school districts in the state. He says that they don't have the technology and resources that Boulder or Grand Junction has, and that with these tests being online, it may be more of a judgment of the students' computer literacy than their learning. Whatever the reason, the recently released test scores don't paint the district in a good light. As KVNF's Laurel Palmisano reported, an overwhelming majority of students tested were in the bottom two categories for science and social studies. McHale says that this message will hopefully add to the push for changes to statewide testing. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And finally, voting this year has been easier for some than others. Jake Ryan has the story.
Voters in and around Palisade received the wrong ballots, and now the Secretary of State is involved.
Somebody contacted our office from Palisade that said that they did not have questions 2A and 2B on their ballot dealing with marijuana. So we contacted County Clerk's office and tried to gauge the level of the problem and see what we could do to help correct this issue. And, you know, we've been working with her in order to facilitate that.
That's Richard Coolridge with the Secretary of State's office. He says that they'll be sending an observer to Mesa County on Monday, the day before the votes are tallied. He also says that this isn't the only problem his office has right now.
You know, we are having a similar situation in Adams County in the north northern metro area from actually the same printer. There were some ballots there that had the wrong congressional district, and some of the legislative races were different. We had husband and wives looking at the same ballot that had different choices on it. And so we're working with that clerk there to find a similar resolution. You know, it certainly is there's never been a perfect election, and certainly these issues are a challenge for us. These are hundreds of ballots that we're dealing with, and certainly we don't want the election to come down to these issues, but we're doing everything we can to make sure that everyone's casting the right ballot and have the right choices, and that's what we're working toward.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Up next, Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.